My question was about the cams, whether they're switching back and forth.
I mean, it's on you right now. When you go split cam, it'll be
there
on you.
We go.
I mean,
we're back.
How much screen time does John really need? He has so much screen time already.
Okay, I was going to ask if you've had an attitude adjustment since later, but I guess
you just think everything I say is an attitude thing, and it's just ridiculous. No, I was actively in the freaking process of filling up my tub for you to bathe
it.
In.
Just cause,
yeah, because I'm bitching about
okay,
it.
Okay, so you did have attitude.
What? You use my gym.
We had a thing going on. Just because you quit didn't mean I wanted to quit.
Yeah, I'm completely okay with you using my gym and ice bath, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do maintenance for you on my ice bath.
I thought you were still using
month.
The ice bath.
Bullshit, you thought I was using that ice
You've
bath.
You've been working out, right?
No.
How come there's weights on the rack sometimes?
Cleve and Nat are, Cleve and Hudson are working out sometimes in there together.
Ah, well, they need to re-rack their weights.
Yeah,
I haven't been giving
them
shit because I thought it was you.
See, you had the attitude. But the funny thing is about somebody who can say the term attitude first, it switches the whole entire conversation.
I asked you to do something and
you're
angry. No. And I said,
oh, that's kind of attitude.
And then you popped off.
I didn't pop off. You called me a lazy pussy bitch.
You were being those
Yeah, after I give you full access, I give you the garage door opener.
Only take
you know how much
so
of a burden
much
it's been?
Bad attitude of yours.
You had the bad attitude.
How
many times have you said thanks for anything that I've done with my
time.
Please, please.
Did you fill it up?
Yeah, you
thank
bitch.
Thank you.
Okay. I didn't like that. Thank you.
We had such a lovely afternoon, and then you go and ruin it with your attitude.
I was fine. I didn't have an attitude, but I figured you filled it up this morning before you left.
I just cleaned it. I thought maybe you could put a hose on it. My bad.
You made it sound like it was the most difficult thing. Like
I hadn't
have to
seen
walk
it, and I thought maybe you put it in a special
if
way.
If you don't think you can do that ice bath, just know that Andrew has done it. So is there
I didn't
something...
say I couldn't do it. I just asked if you could do it. I also don't... Why don't you ice bath anymore?
I'm not exercising at the moment. I'm too busy.
Oh. At 5 a.m.?
You try and drive around to all the properties that I have and then want to exercise when you get home.
Not when you get home. That's
or
why
in the
I
morning.
Suggest to you the morning.
Or in the morning.
You go to bed too late. It's your problem.
Yeah, well, I got these MFers in my house all the time.
Yeah.
I said.
These guys started to come over all the time and then you're like, I'm done. I quit.
No, I mean, they were coming over before that, but it is like, I was like a... And I was like, we hanging today? And I was like, me and Hudson, like, we're doing a pod.
Yeah. Yeah, you tried to postpone last minute.
Postpone the hang. This wasn't even last minute. It was like around like 1 p.m. And then everybody showed up. Cleve showed up.
Today?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I like seeing them, but sometimes I just don't have it in me in a week.
So even your bros are getting jacked on your back. And
everybody is getting jacked off my dime, except for me.
You gotta start getting jacked again. I even you, and then you had the audacity to
the
bitch
audacity.
About the cost when I offered to pay you a fee because you were bitching about it before.
Sure, pay it.
Okay, what do you think?
$100 a month.
That seems unfair.
Okay, well,
I take
offered.
Care of the equipment.
Take care of the equipment. Every time I go in there, the weights are on the wrong
That's
side
them.
Of the rack.
That's them. That's them, man.
Don't even respect my gym. They use it and they throw
they
the weights.
They ice bath?
No.
Okay,
and you're lucky
start
boy.
Ice bath and I need to know.
You're lucky boy. You'll know if Hudson starts ice bathing. That's a hairy guy.
Oh, really?
You'll start seeing red.
Oh, really? You got to start cleaning the bathroom.
At least get one of those like fish nets so you can catch his hair at the top. He's a hairy fella. I won't lie to you. Anyways, we watched...
we've been watching The Penguin. Zach, are you up to date?
No, I haven't watched episode 5 yet, but Hudson just caught up, so...
I've watched two episodes.
We'll start binging.
It's beast.
Oh my gosh, people. I can't even explain how beast this show
it's
is.
It's fantastic so far.
I love it so much, and what I've told so many people to watch The Penguin, and I'm like, listen, you won't regret it. Watch it. And the whole thing, the first thing they say is like, oh, I'm not, like, caught up with the Batman...
Don't need to be.
Don't need to be. This is like solo mob boss style with Penguin, who's like a top tier villain of Batman.
It's like The Sopranos if The Sopranos had a lot more action.
Honestly, after seeing this Penguin, I think Danny DeVito did a shit job. He went full penguin. You never go full penguin.
Never go full
penguin. It's like Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder.
Dude, we should watch Tropic Thunder again. I bet that thing's...
I've seen Tropic Thunder within the last year.
Oh, is it so funny?
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. Robert Downey Jr. is probably like, that's the best role he's ever had. That's so funny. Robert Downey Jr. was like worried. He was like, I don't know, man. And then like someone else got all the flack for it.
Probably Simple Jack.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was Ben Stiller got on the flat because he was Simple Jack. and then Robert Downey Jr., he was like saying, like, all his black friends were like, bro, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
So, that was
classic.
I am beat red in this freaking. You must have gotten me all hyped up, dude.
Oh, man.
I'm fuming. This is the difference. This is what a guy who works outside looks like and a guy that's in the office.
Works out looks like.
40 hours a week, if he's
that's
lucky.
That's what a guy who works outside looks like, and this is what a guy who works out looks like.
Please.
Not you. Mr. Quit.
Mr. Quit. You're Mr. Vacation. Right when I was starting to get a pattern down, you went and started just going to Finland.
Ask me how Finland was.
How was Finland?
It was indescribable.
I could describe it. John went to go see the Northern Lights in Finland.
Go, here we go.
And I saw them in Peachtree City the same day. I saw them before him.
Crazy timing, though.
It was absolutely the funniest thing. If y'all didn't know, there was a situation. John was in Finland for like a week. Taylor planned this whole thing for John to see the Northern Lights. I can't tell you how many times... since John's been growing up that he's been talking about going and seeing the Northern Lights. It's one of his big things. And I saw them first in Peachtree City, Georgia.
What happened was, coincidentally, while we were in Finland, there was a solar flare to where the Northern Lights were possible to see at home.
While they were there. And I could not get enough of it. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. I photoshopped a little picture of the avenue and I put the Northern Lights.
Photoshopped?
Are you shitting me?
I thought maybe...
The picture of the avenue was like, it was daylight.
Yeah.
Because the buildings were super bright. That was photoshopped.
I didn't even notice.
The picture you took over the hotel.
Uh-huh.
I just put the avenue over the picture.
I didn't
it's
even
the exact
that.
Same light.
I was just so pissed off.
I knew you were going to be pissed. And I didn't want to piss off Taylor. I mean, that's not my job. My job is to piss off John. But I was just dying laughing, dude.
I couldn't help it now. I wasn't analyzing it because I was just so pissed off.
How mad would you really? You didn't think a little bit of it was pretty funny?
Oh, no, it was really funny.
Seeing him.
It was hilarious timing. Oh, I did not even notice.
It's the exact photo. And it's Highland Bakery. Highland Bakery is not even in there anymore.
I didn't think so, but I was like, maybe I'm wrong.
So you thought that was legit?
Too hung up on the Highland Bakery part. I was like, I thought that was Friends Table now or something.
Is that what it's called?
Or did Hobnob take its place?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't like driven through the avenue in a minute.
Yeah.
But it was so funny.
That was so funny.
And then John.
But what we saw was way more beasts. So luckily.
Sure.
And everyone else could only see it on their phone. We could see it with the human eye.
Is that how it works normally?
So they pop off on your phone big time. So what we're
seeing. Do they tell you that? They're like, listen, once it pops up, pull your phone out.
Yeah.
You'll see it better.
Well, ours was pretty beast in person, but the guy was like, yeah, get your phone, take photos, and I'll be he actually was like, I'll be taking a lot of photos for you guys, so you guys can just enjoy it.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But listen to this.
You had some nice pics.
Yeah.
I saw them.
So, this is classic. So, on Saturday night, we had a Northern Lights tour planned.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good chance you could go to Finland and not even see them, because it's like Seattle weather.
It's like whale shark hunting in Mexico.
So the weather is super cloudy. So you're supposed to be able... There's a chance you can see them from our hotel, but it was really like overcast all week. So we're like, oh man, this might have been terrible. And
I bet Taylor was freaking out.
Luckily,
it's not like the trip wouldn't have been fun without it.
No,
it's not
cool.
That big of a deal.
Luckily, on Friday, the day they were popping off down here, the clouds went away for a little bit and we saw them, and that's when we were sending pictures to you guys from our hotel.
Seeing them.
Yeah. So they were really beast. But then the next day we had our Northern Lights tour where they will take you. It says 100% guarantee to see the Northern Lights. We'll drive all the way to Sweden or Norway if we have to.
By God, if we have to, we will.
Just so you drive somewhere where the clouds...
At some point, I'd be like, dude, turn around.
Yeah. So it's classic. So they send us an email that day, and they're like, hey, there's only like a 70% to 80% chance of seeing them today.
Dipshits.
It's pretty low. They're like, you can get your money back now if you like, or if you go... And we don't see them, you can get half money back or whatever.
Yeah.
But where we were, like, besides the stuff we had planned, we didn't really have
a lot to do. Yeah.
We were actually so confused because at our resort, there would be, like, hella people there during the day. And that night, we would be the only ones there. But we were in the middle of nowhere. So we were like, where the hell is everyone going?
What were y'all doing for dinner and stuff? They had, like,
there was one restaurant that was super beat at our place. And we ate there, like...
Every time.
And it was, like, a high-class restaurant, so like we're spending,
was it that
like,
expensive?
Yeah, every night we spent like $150, and I went there and I was like, hey,
is that McDonald's?
Where
or
else
something?
Do you guys eat around here? Like, we've been eating at this place, and the waiters would be like, back again. And I'm like,
where do you want? What am I supposed to start ice fishing?
It was really good, but by the end of it, I was like, oh my God, I feel
Did you have to double up on entrees and stuff?
No, I was trying something every time.
Yeah.
I ate a lot of reindeer meat.
Ooh, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, I bet.
Did you know reindeer and caribou were the same thing?
I did after you told me like a couple of days ago.
I didn't remember that I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, caribou is just what we call it here, and they call it that in Europe and Asia.
Where's a moose fit into all that?
Moose is way bigger.
If a moose was pulling Santa's sleigh?
Man, I can't remember how big.
Could you imagine?
He told me, like, yeah, the moose I saw was, like, 3 meters tall, which is, like, nine feet.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, I mean, I've seen some massive moose. Like, have you seen, like, the one where the dude's, like, getting his mail out of his car and a moose is just staring at him, like, ready to freaking charge?
Also, mooses are mean.
Mooses are mean.
That's
but they're
they
easy
say.
To kill. I heard you can do a moose... dirty, like they're charging you and they don't have like quick reflexes.
Yeah.
So you could just have like a 9mm and then just like wait, dodge them like a matador.
And pop them.
Shoot them in the chest.
Oh, wow.
It'd be so beast to kill a moose.
Yeah.
If I tried that though, I'd definitely
tall,
get
that's
trampled.
Nuts. So, anyways, they were like, so you can cancel if you want. But I was like, we got nothing else to do.
What do you want? Yeah, what am I going to take another ice bath and
we
sauna?
We went. And I also wasn't sure how this tour was going to go. So it was cold there, but I was thinking we were going to drive around in a bus and then, like, look for them, and we'd be hanging out in a bus.
Oh, that's when you were on that little, like, sleigh?
No. We were, like, we drove a car. But then once you got there, we were in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road in Finland.
Yeah.
And we pull over, and we have, like, clear view of the northern sky. So we're aimed at the north. And there's no trees in front of us, and like the most stars you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it mystical?
Oh yeah, we could see the Milky Way. Like it was popping.
No,
we could see every star.
Okay, so that's like the everything up top. That's the only reason you go to Finland. Like, do they have anything else?
I heard we
Lederhosen. Did you see anyone in like Lederhosen?
No.
I would have loved
their
that.
Food was really good.
I would have loved if it was like a full town of people.
I thought that
in
their food was going to be gross, but their food was
because the Brits have shitty food.
Yeah. This is different. This is kind of like beef stew and like really home cooking type stuff.
Yeah,
but just like tasted really fresh and whatever.
Just a delicious stew, reindeer meat.
The first thing I said when we got to Finland was, "Man." There sure are a lot of Asians here. Like,
really?
It was shocking.
That was what I said when I got to Japan. Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
I was like, wow, that's nuts. There's like only us and a bunch of Asians.
Really?
Evidently like...
Oh, they're like Eskimos.
No. They're just like, if you go somewhere touristy, there's going to be hella Asians there. Like, it was only Asians, Indians, and then...
I love how Asians do travel.
Yeah.
Because they always take pictures. I always saw... Asians like in front of like when I was at Kennesaw,
yeah,
taking pictures in front of like signs, and I was like,
they always have selfie sticks too.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I don't give a shit about this.
Check out this one Asian I got on a reindeer.
Nuh-uh.
It's a great
on a reindeer.
I mean, he's getting pulled by it, but it's a great photo of him.
What were you and Taylor doing when you were like on the sled above her and she was sitting down?
Oh, we went dog sledding.
But they how many dogs?
9.
Yeah.
And they had 100 dogs at the facility. Popping off.
A lot of shit.
Yeah, dude. They were popping
off. The whole day?
Alaskan huskies. So they don't use the Siberian ones, are really pretty huskies, but the Alaskan huskies, the Americans, they're the work dogs.
Yeah.
They're the beast.
What are the chances you ever go back there?
Never. That's what I kept on telling Taylor. I was like,
thank you for this.
We better enjoy this because, well, it's like, if you're going to spend that much money on a trip, you'd rather go somewhere you've never been. Like, I've never been true. To Europe. I'd rather go to, like, Germany than go back to Finland.
Yeah, but I would go back to Japan in an instant. I'd probably go back to Japan before some other stuff.
Zoom in on this great Asian.
This great Asian.
He just cracks me up.
I love the selfie stick.
Yeah.
He looks so cozy, too. Yeah. And I love the, honestly, like, just seeing the reindeer in person would have gotten me so happy. Oh,
so Taylor, like, had this whole schedule plan. And
none of it worked out?
No, it all worked out. It actually ended up being perfect. But when she was like, and apparently they have this, like, really famous Santa Claus, and we're going to go to Santa Claus Village one day.
Yeah, probably, like, the real Santa Claus.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. I didn't think too much of it.
He's real.
When we drove by, it wasn't snowy yet, and it looked so cheesy, like all these little huts. But then when we went to Santa Claus Village, it snowed, and the Santa was massive, and he was just a delight.
Massive?
Yeah.
How massive compared to a normal Santa we see at an Atlanta mall?
He was the quintessential, is that the word?
Quintessential.
Just like the perfect version of Santa Claus you've ever seen.
6'6"?
Oh, he was much taller than me, and he was as big as round as he is tall. It was awesome. We were in the
Arctic. He just made you have a... Did he have a dope suit? Like, even, like...
No,
oh, you found
he was
him.
Dressed...
Oh, finished. He looks like OG Santa.
Yeah, he was dressed Finnish as Dickens, dude. He didn't dress quite like ours. He had these...
Oh, my God!
Yeah. And, dude, I have a video talking to him, and it just, like, made you feel like Santa was real.
Dude. Were you, like, telling him what you wanted for Christmas or something? Really? Like...
I was like, listen, man, dude.
I'm sorry. I stopped believing in you like 18 years ago.
Xi Jinping, the president of China, went and took a picture of this Santa Claus.
Xi Jinping?
Yeah.
So you have the same.
Instead of Gordon Ramsay, several other famous people.
Really?
The president of India? Like,
hell
this guy
yeah.
was the Santa of the world.
Yeah.
And at Santa Claus Village was the Arctic Circle. We were in the Arctic Circle.
Right.
So, like, the very top, there's a circle that's the Arctic, so everything that's in that.
Yeah.
So, we were in there.
Heck yeah, dude.
So.
What were your flights like?
Long as Dickens. We probably traveled, like.
It sounded like it was way longer
15,
on the way back.
15
total?
Total. So, I think.
Oh, okay.
You know,
well,
Japan's way worse.
I did 12 and 14.
12 and 14?
I did 14 and 12, I think.
Oh, okay. So, they're pretty comparable. We did, like, We did, like, the way there, we actually
connecting flights.
Yeah.
Oh, that would... The fact that I went one trip to Japan was my favorite thing. Like,
you didn't
every time,
stop in California?
No, it was, like, brand spanking new. Georgia to Japan,
oh,
one
wow.
trip.
Yeah. That's sick. Yeah,
thank
so...
Thank God. I hate, like, thinking about doing a connecting flight. Like, you always see those people, like, super stressed out by the time they land.
We were in England. We stopped for, like, a second on the way back.
They should have done, like, a...
England's airport was so slow.
Really?
And this lady was like, I have a 4 o'clock flight. I need help. And we had a 4:15. But we were, like, right behind her. And she was, like, pushing through the line.
Yeah.
And I just basically pretended like she was my mom. And I was just like, we're on a 4 o'clock flight. And so we just, like, this lady started it, which I would have never had the guts to do.
Yeah.
But we just rode her coattails.
Right.
And
we went to...
This guy was like, you guys have a 4 o'clock flight? And she's like, yep. And he's like, come with me.
Sometime around 4 o'clock.
Yeah, dude. And we just made it on there. Like, I think we would have been in close to trouble.
Dude, okay, so do you remember when we went to, like, that Trump Hotel in, like, Miami with the whole family or something? And we all, like, it was kind of scattered going there. And I flew separate. Like, this was the first time ever this has happened. But mom and dad were like, okay, everyone, get your own shit. Yeah, and I'm like, whoa. Okay. And so, like, we're leaving that place, and I'm looking at my, like, flight record the next day, and I'm like, oh, shit, my flight out of here is at 8:15, and you guys were, like, 4 hours behind me.
Yeah.
I was like, I gotta go. So I woke up mad early. And I get there, and there was, like, some, like, tropical storm or something that, like, was holding us up.
Yeah.
And I was, oh, man. I was standing in a massive line, and they were like, who's going to Georgia? And I threw up my hand. I'm 150 people back. And they're like, come with me.
Wow.
And that's the only reason I got onto that flight.
Dude, the England one, the airport was so bad.
Dicks there? Imagine everyone in England being dicks. I got off the airport.
We had an hour till our flight departed, but we were waiting in the security line. For one, if you went to security in Finland, you shouldn't have to go to security again.
True. If it's connecting flights, like, what do you think I picked up?
And they move them to the airplane. So just take me and move me to the airplane. Right. We had to go back through security, and they were the slowest moving people on planet Earth. And you know how when you put your bag through the thing, and then sometimes it kicks it over the side, and they do a hand check?
Yeah, I hate that.
They did hand checks
every bag.
Half the bags.
Oh, okay.
They were pulling like half of them, and we were already running late, and I get over there, and I'm like, holy shit, there's no way we go like 4 for 4 real quick, like, because we had our clothes and then our bags each.
Right.
So amazingly, we went 4 for 4.
And, bag.
And the lady who helped me pass the line, hers got douched.
Really?
And I bet she missed because we were behind. You know, we had 15 minutes on her.
Yeah.
But I bet she was a saint, man.
I mean, you always see those. And then everybody but Macaulay Culkin always makes it on the flight.
It was terrifying, but it would have been cool if I got left in England. I would have just been like, oh, let's go.
Let's just
something.
Do a trip in England.
Yeah. But I hate England, man. That airport makes
sausage rolls. That's like all they have. They're like, oh, you got to go to freaking. I am just red as the Dickens.
I don't think you look that red in real life.
Okay, I keep looking at myself in the
camera.
Maybe
you need the light down.
Whatever. What is it?
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls, but they have like this one restaurant. Pigs in a blanket? No. I mean, it's pretty much just a massive pig in a blanket. It's like one hot dog, and then that's how I imagine it. I'm sure it's better than that, but they're like all these like.
They eat a lot of beans.
British people.
Beans and toast.
Beans for breakfast.
Beans and toast.
I want to punch British people in the face. I'm so grateful we're just like a melting pot in America. Because we would have ended up that way without like black people. Like yeah. Black people in the South. Like,
saved us.
Yeah, I mean like we might have like starved fried chicken, but they perfected it.
Yeah. Well,
and Colonel Sanders probably took it from.
And then the French came and made some beast food. And we got some Italians up in here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, suck it.
British people are always like, we have, like, some of the best Indian food ever. I'm like, okay, well.
That's from India.
I bet it's not that good.
Yeah.
They're just,
yeah,
like,
I actually saw
bland.
I saw this meme that it was, like, this big monster that was, like, eating the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you.
Bland.
What are you doing if this happens? And someone said, nothing. He's going to spit us out after he tastes India anyway.
I think Indian food is great, but yeah, I think it is way too spicy sometimes.
I also couldn't eat it all the time.
Oh, absolutely not. It's like, oh, my best friend Caesar. Caesar told me he reps out about 18 tortillas a day.
18 tortillas?
And I said, Caesar, that's your calorie intake for the whole day, buddy. Yeah, he looked like a freaking model in his license, dude. I didn't even recognize the guy. He is 80 pounds lighter in his license. You gotta find it. You'll be like, hey, Caesar.
Zach said, I gotta see your license.
Yeah, before you do this OSHA class, I have to review your license.
Yeah, I'm gonna send the company wide one just to get Caesar.
Everybody,
hey, everybody,
send me
your license.
No. That's like Addy with, what size shirt do I wear? How much weight do you think I can gain in 2 weeks, Addy?
She doesn't remember everyone's shirt size.
Yeah, but don't add me to the email.
To be fair to Addy, sometimes I pick large, sometimes I pick extra large.
Yeah, I'm pretty consistent.
On the large these days?
I would do medium for shirts.
See?
But she knows that.
Jacket, you gotta go one up.
I like a large for a jacket.
You gotta go up.
I like to be covered up by my jacket.
Plus, you never know what you're gonna put under your jacket. That could also be big.
So anyways, for your 30s, I think you should figure out how to get home from the airport on your own.
Yeah.
That, I was like, oh, I was, you didn't even think about what I was talking about.
I called my parents.
Hey guys, 6 hours from now, you know how I got home from Japan?
No one could have picked me up. You know what, you said this.
You know how I got home from Japan?
You went to your friend's house. You had your friend's help.
Well, he was there. Yeah. I didn't know you knew that part.
You told me.
On my own. That's what I was going to say.
With your friends. You were saying this. Close. You were already telling this at the golf tournament. And you said, you know what? I never ask anyone for favors. And everyone always asks me for favors. And I'm so great.
I said all that.
And I said, you know what? I would much rather you ask me for favors and just have a smile all the time.
Well, yeah. If I started asking for favors all the time, maybe I would feel better about doing favors. But I'm just sitting here doing all this shit on my own. I plan on moving.
Have a lot of responsibilities.
I have a ton of responsibilities.
You have a job.
I have a job and I have a dog. That's practically as much as you have.
They get much worse.
Yeah, well, your responsibilities are split up between two people.
Oh.
You got Taylor. She's practically a stay-at-home wife. Kaylin's got Matt. He's practically a stay-at-home husband.
Taylor was at the office all day today.
Yeah, they had their moments. I really just said that for the stay-at-home husband.
That's funny.
Yeah. One time Matt was on the phone bitching at Kaylin, and he didn't know I could hear him because I was at the office at the time. And I said, stay-at-home wives, right? To Caitlin. And she thought it was funny, but she had to mute the phone call.
So back to my story about the Northern Lights. So we saw them Friday. Then we had the tour. And they were like, you can cancel. We'll give you your money back. But we had nothing else to do. So I was like, let's just do it. But we had already seen them pretty good. So we were like, okay, well, you know, at least we got to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these... on the tour, our guy was from Turkey. His name is Mehmet.
I know a girl from Turkey named Zeynep.
Zeynep?
Mm-hmm.
And Mehmet.
Yeah, they have some wacky names.
Yeah. So everyone he picked up, we picked up a group of Indian ladies and one Asian lady.
Yeah.
And they hadn't seen him yet. And so they were all about it.
I have a crazy story about that girl, Zeynep. Sorry.
So we go, and they already said that the readings were low for the night. So we go all the way out there. Once you get out there, I thought we were going to be, like, in a bus. Once you get out there, you have to turn the car off, and you... because you can't have the lights on, so we want, like, complete darkness.
Right.
So, and we all get out, and we're just waiting out there.
In the dark.
In the dark, in the freezing cold. I was dressed completely wrong.
What was the temps?
The tour started at 7. We probably got to the road at 8:30, so, like, an hour and a half.
I thought you were saying degrees. What was the temp?
It was probably only like 32, but it felt like the guy Mehmet has been in minus 40 out there because he's lived in Finland for 2 years now. It gets down to minus 40
right.
in a few months.
Holy shit.
He said he was cold too. He said, yeah. It says 32 or whatever, zero,
wind.
But it's got to be like minus 5.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, minus 5 in
Celsius. So you're practically like 65 degrees.
20 or something. 25. I don't know.
We get that in Georgia.
Minus 40 like degrees Celsius and minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit are the same. That's where they link up.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
The way you do it is times 9 over 5, so almost times 2. So I was just multiplying by 2, and then plus 32.
Okay.
So if it's 10 degrees Celsius times 2, 20... plus 32, you're at like 52.
Right.
And then I would subtract a little because I'm minus.
Yeah, you did times like 2 50. Instead of.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was cold as the dickens. We get out there, showing is bad, just like the reading said. And we're out there for like an hour and a half, and these Asians and Indians are really letting Mehmet have
mad.
It. You know? And yeah. He was going into it. He was saying on the way up there, he's like, you know, I'm going to try my best to show everyone a good time, but is this Mother Nature? Like, I can only do so much.
I don't know.
But they were like...
completely understandable.
And they were saying that. They were like, oh, that we know.
We know.
That makes sense.
What the hell, Mehmet?
Maybe we should... They were really cracking me up because they were obviously not for it. And Mehmet was really, like, you know, feeling the pressure, and he really wished that he could just be God for a second. And he's like, oh, you know... sometimes this happens, but you never know. Could just pop up out of nowhere. He described it as this. All day, the sun charges the North Pole, and then at night, it releases that energy.
Right.
But there's no way for you to know how much the charge happened.
Right.
Now, they have all these readings and stuff, and they knew it was going to happen down here, so it's like an iffy science.
Right. Like deep sea fishing, when they're like, oh, there's fish down here, and then you're like, well, I'm not... effing finding them.
Yeah. Well, the Asian lady was like, maybe we should drive somewhere else. And he's like, well, we're looking north. The obviously the The sky is clear as can be.
Everyone knew English.
So if it comes up, yeah, everyone everywhere knows English. But I'll tell you this. In Finland, or everyone
we Japan met, was a little bit tougher.
They knew six languages apiece.
Really?
Oh, and everyone was everyone who worked there, like Mehmet was everything. Turkey from Turkey.
That's Asian.
Santa Claus.
They speak Turkish, but they're Asian. Yeah, technically.
He spoke Turkish, English, some Finnish, I think maybe Spanish. Our tour guide at the Santa Village, he was a French guy.
No way a Mexican makes it all the way to Finland. I'm sure one has.
Spain.
I can picture Mexicans and black people rarely making it out there.
The Finnish people have never seen a black person.
Yeah, it's two people that really hate the cold.
I'd be like, dang, is that a black guy? And then he turned around like, nah, he's just a darker Indian.
No.
Lots of Indians, lots of Asians. So the Asian lady was like, maybe we should drive. And Mehmet was like, it doesn't really make sense. Like, maybe if they were here, we'd see them.
Yeah.
But we're out there for an hour and a half. Everyone's freezing their ass off. And at one point, Mehmet's like, you know what? Let's just drive. So we go for a drive.
Further north.
Just more on the back road.
How far away are you from the hotel at this moment?
Like an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, that's like my least favorite thing about deep sea fishing too.
Yeah,
because they keep taking you further and further out, yeah. And at some point they're like, "Okay,
we're not going to catch anything, and we're going to have to ride back for 3 hours."
4 hours. It's the worst, man. So that 12-hour trip.
Like 15 more minutes, and then Taylor, like, we're sitting front seat, and she goes, "Whoa." She points out the window, and they Taylor's start popping up. Off. Yeah. And he, like, pulls over, and then we're hustling, and we're getting pictures. And then when it's popping off, and all the Asians are loving it.
Yeah.
And the Indians are Sophie popping
sticks
off.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy taking our photos, and they would come on and be like, Mehmet! Mehmet! And they did great poses and
really?
Stuff.
Yeah.
And so...
I liked your pics.
Yeah. He got
you had a great smile.
A fake selfie with the camera.
That was fake.
Yeah. So he took it and we just like reached out like this.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
And mine was really tough
yours
to do.
Was nice
I was squatting.
Like, and you had the Chismo that same hoodie on.
Yeah. And
yeah,
he,
that was a good photo.
We got lots of photos because at first it would be like everyone take one photo. But once they were popping off for a long time, he would just be like, now who wants something, you know? So I was like, get one of my sweatshirt. You know, this is where I work. And then later he'd be like, all right, one for marketing.
One for marketing. Yeah. Mehmet.
And he actually came up with like that one. I was like, dang, that's a great photo.
How great was he?
Oh, he was
beast. Was he your favorite guy?
No, no. So this is where the story gets funny.
Then he starts getting mean. All right, shit's done.
So the stuff are popping off, and it's beast.
Yeah.
But we got all of our photos. I've been looking at the sky in the cold.
10 minutes.
For about an hour and a half now.
Yeah.
And I think I've had my fill of the Northern Lights. And Mehmet, the night that we saw him at our hotel.
Mehmet?
Mehmet.
Okay,
Mehmet. So he said the night, he's been doing this for like 2 years now. He's probably done it 200 times. He said the night before was the best night he's ever seen in his life. He almost cried.
Thanks a lot, dude.
That was the day that we saw it at our hotel. And like people could see it down here. So up there it was really popping
almost
off.
Almost cried.
Yeah, that's what Mehmet said. So,
fantastic.
We're out there for like an hour and a half. I'm start like, okay, you know.
Seen him.
2 hours or whatever. I'm seeing it. It's cold as the dickens. The Asians and Indian ladies are ready to go. They packed up in the car. Mehmet would be like, are you guys ready to go home? And Taylor would be like, yeah.
Yeah.
And Mehmet would be like,
I can't hear you.
No, he'd be like, what? You're ready to go home? You'll never get to see this again in your life.
Seeing it.
And he was just like, he would make you feel so bad for saying you're ready to go. So we are just like, the Asian ladies are packed up and they really want to go.
Yeah.
It's freezing cold in the car too.
Yeah.
But Mehmet, man, he's just getting off like it's the first time he's ever seen this.
Can you believe this?
Dude,
you've seen it 200 times.
They would like move in the sky and you'd be like, whoa! And it would just be like, you're like, look at that! Can you believe it?
Dude, it's like, it's so much like deep sea fishing.
He was, no, but everyone was ready to go,
yeah.
Except for Mehmet.
Same with deep sea fishing. Every time.
We got back at like 2 a.m. and our flight, we had to be up by 6.
The second I'm, oh.
Yeah.
What?
Luckily, I slept the entire way home because of Mehmet.
Right, yeah. I slept a great, oh, dude. So on the way there, so I got screwed. Like, I didn't get to pick my seat on the Japan flight. I probably could have. I just didn't.
Yeah.
So on the way there, I got kind of lucky. Like, this lady came up to me and was like, hey, you want to switch seats? Like, I'm in premium, still middle seat. But, like, I had, like, a little bit more leg room, like, something.
Why'd she want to switch?
Her husband was sitting beside me.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So on the way there, I got a little bit lucky. On the way back, I was exhausted, and I had two Asian people sitting beside me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
big Asian guy.
No, I'm just aware of that. The Asian community is usually a pretty timid community.
Yeah.
And they already think white people are just selfish douches.
Yeah.
So I took both armrests in the middle.
You might as well.
Completely. I said, I might as well. You got a hamburger back there.
No, dude. If you're in the middle, you get
both. I deserve both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But half the time, I'm like this.
How else would you decide which one's yours?
Yeah.
You're going to steal from one and not from the other guy?
No,
you
got to
steal from them both. You're in the middle. You get both. The other two each have their own perks.
They have one, and they have the
if
side
you're on the
aisle.
Window, you get a lay on the window.
We were middle nice. Aisle. I was both ways middle aisle in the plane.
Yeah.
No window seat, no nothing.
Damn. We upgraded for both of the long flights.
Dog, I should have.
And we had hella leg room. And
next time I'll definitely
first
shell
class
out
we're
for,
in like these pods.
Oh, I've seen the pods.
Like, absolutely. We were in a giant plane on Finnair. It was sick.
Finnair. Yeah.
That was beast.
I flew on American Express, and I swear I was going to die.
And then the funnest thing
that was Jackson Schultz's fault, though.
If you go to Finland or somewhere like it where it's really cold, my favorite thing was on my birthday, we did a cold plunge in the lake, and we did sauna.
That was
sauna.
Your favorite thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sauna was floating on the lake.
You said you were about to pass out in the sauna.
Only
it was floating on the lake?
Yeah.
You're shitting me. How'd you get out there?
It was Finnish sauna. You ever done a sauna before? Yeah. You ever done Finnish sauna before?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's like me with ramen. Like, you ever had ramen before? You ever had it in the heart of Japan?
Yeah.
Dick.
So I was like, how cold is this lake? And he was like, 5 to 7 degrees Celsius. And 7 is what we do. And so like 45.
5 is a little bit lower. And it was way worse.
5 is 40. And it was way worse. I was in there and you know what? I was
what
so...
we do. No, you do the ice bath and I clean up after you, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, and God didn't care. I was just in the lake and
God
I got out.
Care.
No one said I needed to clean it up. You weren't in any risk of getting diseases.
Yeah, that thing starts getting a little risky disease
after about
a while.
2.5 weeks.
The filter
like,
doesn't work.
Yeah, we need something.
Yeah, but...
But
that's great.
When I got out of there, I almost couldn't do 5 minutes. I was like, you know what? I do 5 minutes at home. I'm going to try and do 5 minutes here. And it was brutal.
Like, I can't picture Eddie and Caitlin going to any places like this. Have they in the past?
Nah. Eddie went to like Hawaii. Caitlin went to
Hawaii's beast. I've never been to Hawaii. Have
Aruba.
You?
Now they have kids and it's in Paz.
Yeah, that's
this will
tough.
Be like the last time we can do it. You know, if we have more kids
dude.
Or Lou gets when she's getting older.
I'm going to all 7 continents.
You should.
Asia, Africa, North and South America. Not South America.
You're not gonna go?
No, I'm just kidding. No chance. There's like a ton of like.
Is Aruba in South America? Because it's an island right off of South America.
Where's Jamaica?
Jamaica is in the Caribbean.
Which is
a maybe part like of. Central America.
Yeah. I barely even want to go to Australia, but it'd be cool
thing.
To like hit up our cousin,
yeah,
our Australian cousin, and be like, yo.
Get eaten by a giant spider.
Where should I stay? I wouldn't want to stay with like her and her family. No offense.
Yeah.
Like, what would be cool to do?
Oh, man. I don't know how to describe, but me and Luke were in the bathroom when he was talking to me.
Oh, my gosh. He did that to me today, too.
Yeah. And he would get me stuck in there. But do you know when you're talking to someone and you're in...
Pissing.
No. We were washing our hands. But he was telling me about an idea that came in.
He said that like 3 times to me today.
You'll never believe it, Johnny.
He said that so much. Luke is getting
idea.
More nuts. Luke is getting more nuts. I don't...
Oh, it's just, my question. How they just freaking douchified it.
Yeah. All you get is viruses.
Yeah, dude. Every time I do it, I have to like contact Chisel Mills ID department. Can you check out my home computer?
Okay.
I need you to delete something.
Okay, it's 39 minutes long.
Uh-huh.
How, what time do you think we start?
That's
around 7:45.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit later. So I think we kind of like caught it like the second it happened.
I said it as soon as something popped up on there.
So I think we might have just caught it.
So like, we're recording a new one?
Yeah, like we missed the part where we were discussing the issue.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Which issue?
That issue.
Okay, oh, perfect.
I think we're fine.
All right, cool. Because I think I can do that much easier with like GarageBand.
Yeah.
I made one episode on GarageBand.
Really?
Yeah, one of our first. Yeah. Oh, I think that is what it was.
What did we cut out?
Probably the N-word.
No, don't. No. That's a crazy thing.
Not by me.
That's a crazy thing to claim. Dude, you said J-A-P in the other one.
Oh, that's not the same to me. We didn't have slaves or anything. I mean, we didn't have Japanese slaves.
We didn't either. We didn't have black slaves.
Oh, I mean.
We were indentured servants.
But I'm not going to say the N-word.
That's what I always tell my black friends when they're
hey,
like...
Hey, if the Japanese didn't want me to say Jap, maybe they should have thought twice about Pearl Harbor.
They kind of did that on their own. Yeah. Like, they started some shit they couldn't finish.
We weren't even in World War II.
Yeah.
They just came over and blew us up.
Yeah, and I was like 45 minutes away from Okinawa. I was a bullet train away, and I was like, I don't know.
It wasn't Okinawa that got hit. Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Okay, well, I was
Okinawa, Hiroshima, I think they like were discussing and in the movie.
I don't know.
The guy said, "I'm not.
We're not doing Tokyo.
That. Me and my wife take vacations in Okinawa, so we're not going to go there.
We're not doing that.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
It's fantastic. That guy.
Japan is fantastic. They sure do know how to keep streets clean.
Really."
Dude, like, our sleep schedule was frigged. How did you sleep on your way home and, like, back?
Amazingly, somehow.
So, like, you know, no sleep schedule issues coming home.
Is Japan way ahead or way behind?
Way ahead. I was 12 hours ahead.
So it must be, like, the first thing to change.
It was, like, I landed, so I left at, like, 5 p.m. Japan time, and I got home 5 p.m. Georgia time.
Wow.
And I was frigged, dude. Like, for, like, days, I was, like, up at night. Sleeping during the day, and it was the same thing in Japan, because, like...
Is it 24 hours? Oh.
12.
12? I think ours was 7.
So it'd be, like, if it was 5 a.m. in Japan, it's around 5 p.m. in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it was brutal, and I was dying, dude. Like, the second I got back, I was just, like... I was just tired all the time. I'm shocked you didn't go through that.
Well, I slept so much on the plane, and then I was also able to go to sleep at a normal time when I got home.
I slept for like 12 hours on the way to Georgia, and then I stayed up till like 5 a.m.
On the way back, I stopped sleeping in preparation because I was going to get home around bedtime.
Yeah.
So I had to stay up to go back to sleep. On the plane, I watched If.
If.
Imaginary Friend.
Oh, John Krasinski.
Yeah. Quick rating. 7.5.
Really?
Quick rating.
7.5 isn't bad for a movie where they have animated people.
You hate that.
I hate it.
I know you
Sonic
hate
the Hedgehog.
I haven't watched Sonic or anything.
I haven't either because I hate it.
I know you hate it. I think
I'm trying to think of a movie like that I like.
Have you seen, what are those two? Not Alvin and the Chipmunks. The other two Chipmunks.
Alvin and the Chipmunks kind of a banger. That's kind of a good one. For the first one, at least. I mean, like,
well, every time it's Chipmunks. What's the one? Chip and Dale. It came out a couple years ago.
Oh, I didn't see
on Disney Plus. Kind of slaps.
Really?
I think it's like Charlie Day is one of the chipmunks. That's why I wanted to watch it.
Yeah, he's a great chipmunk.
And then they have... No, you know why I wanted to watch it? There was a scene I saw on Twitter where... Do you remember when they were making Sonic that they X'd the one Sonic and they changed the whole movie?
Oh, yeah, because he looked weird.
Yeah, well, they put the weird Sonic in this movie and they had like a whole scene of like... disregarded characters.
Yeah.
So they had this like drunk-looking Sonic who like got lost his job. I was like, oh, that looks funny. So I watched it, and I think it was pretty good.
Okay.
And then I watched something else. I watched Crazy Rich Asians for the first time. Quick rating.
What?
8.2.
Oh my god! I think Crazy Rich Asians is like an 8.5, and I'm shocked you watched it for the first time.
I do it love Asians. Fell though. Asleep. And that was quick rating. I mean, I'm spitballing. And then I watched one other thing I hadn't seen yet. Oh, Fall Guy. Maybe that's not what it's called. It's got Ryan Gosling and...
Oh, it's the stunt guy? He's like a stuntman?
I'd go Emily. Like a 7.0, maybe 6.9.
not great watch. Movie.
Yeah. You know, I also have to watch if
I was, watched Wonka with Timothy Chalamet, and I was decently
7.2.
Oh, it said like a 7.4, 7.5.
Yeah, it was okay.
I enjoyed it. I like people singing, but don't sing in my Joker movie, apparently, because they got terrible ratings.
Yeah.
I also think Timothy Chalamet doesn't have the nutty in him to play
Wonka.
Wonka.
It should have been the guy who looked like Wonka that...
Who did the Iron Fighter.
I didn't even think about how much they looked like. He looked so much like
him. Yeah. And I bet he could go full nutty. I think he's a very good actor.
Play our song.
We didn't even do our intro?
Yeah. Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do. Let's just hate talking about them now.
Yeah.
I had planned nothing for the Penguin Pod, and I was like, let's just see how it goes. Well, and this is what I like doing way more than.
About not doing a weekly pod is sometimes we really got some
good. We got, like, catching up to do.
Yeah, we got some good riffing. Let's do a rating from what you've seen of Penguin. Ready?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 9.2. I mean, it is so beast.
I wanted, so I'm right, like 9.2 is a good
rating.
That's
rated 9.1. So let's do,
wow.
Let's do 9.2. And Hudson's watched 4 episodes.
Hudson hates stuff.
Hudson hates stuff.
Hudson hates stuff, dude. Like, I wanted to make sure I rated it a decent amount. Like a 0.2 better than The Last of Us. Dragons. I think this is better than Last of Us.
Oh my gosh, dude. And like what I told Hudson that I'm thinking about is like if there's like some sort of beast season finale type thing, this is a 9.5, 9.6. Unheard of numbers.
I really hope it's not a limited series like one season.
Please don't.
I think it's 3. Good enough. And sometimes I'm like, cut this show short, man. You guys are going to ruin it if you keep going. I think that this guy could be scheming his whole life.
And, please.
Like, you could just keep on making schemes.
He's so beast. It's Colin Farrell, who's like a relatively like handsome looking dude.
He is unrecognizable.
Insane in this.
I always am like...
He's like Scottish too, right?
I can't even notice that he looks like a...
Yeah, I had to like look up his name. I was like...
He says some classic words sometimes, like an accent. Man, I wish I could think of one.
That's random.
I like him. It's great.
He's such a beast penguin. So there have been 2 penguins that I know from the past.
I love the the subtle penguin-ness of him.
Oh, the hobble walk.
The waddle, and then the foot thing is crazy weird.
Yeah.
And his face is messed up.
All messed up. Kind of looks like a penguin, but he hates being called penguin. So Danny DeVito went full penguin. You never go full penguin. And then the other guy, this like...
Yeah, but Danny DeVito's was made by Tim Burton, so it was always going to be like that.
Right. But Danny DeVito, I think, was the one that wanted to eat the raw fish. Because he dead ass like went into a raw fish.
Wow, that beast.
And he legit had like hundreds of penguins. Like he went into a little cave and there were thousands. You don't remember that movie?
Yeah. That was great. Yeah, he was like a literal penguin.
It was cool.
No, I think it's funny, and I liked it a lot as a kid.
Absolutely.
But he was creepy,
but it's
and
like,
then we watched it. We rated that movie on this pod.
It's like, oh, yeah. maybe we'd leave. But so you never know what you can have until you get it. So the Penguin right now with Colin Farrell is a similar example to how it was with Heath Ledger and the Joker.
Yeah, he was so beast.
Joaquin Phoenix has not matched that energy at all. I liked the first one, but apparently it fell off.
Oh, I told you I was going to tell you what happened in the second one.
I haven't seen
it.
Okay, but you heard
and then I heard...
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I hate how it ended, and then I heard, saw Joaquin Phoenix being like, the ending should have been different, like talking to Lady Gaga.
He said
some lip reading, you know?
Said something like that.
So I was like, what happened at the end? The Joker dies. He gets killed by Heath Ledger's Joker.
What?
Yeah, some people hate
it. They bring him back?
No, I don't know if it was, the guy grows up to be Heath. It's like, I think it's supposed to, like...
It should have been the little Barry Manilow dude who was dating maybe they Sabrina Carpenter.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, evidently, whoever kills him is going to be, like, the actual Joker.
Please. I thought the guy who, you know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah. A little short dude. His Joker... I don't see him being a Joker. I've never seen it. You've seen it?
I think he has crazy mouth. I think I saw a picture of it.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't like that guy.
You don't like him?
You know that song, Please, Please, Please by Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah.
Banger song. But I was listening to that song the other day, and I was like, this bitch was ready to break up with this dude a while ago.
Is it about that guy?
She's like, it sounds like it. She's like, you sound like an actor, so act like a stand-up guy.
How am I supposed to know it's him?
I mean, like, she was dating him at the time.
Oh, so she was dating the Joker.
I think so. That dude who, he was also in, like, the Marvel movie.
Do you think that if, now that you really like this Penguin, and it's got, do you think that there's a chance that you would like the Batman if you watched it again?
Probably, because I'll be rude for freaking Colin Farrell, dog.
In the Batman, I remember thinking that the Penguin was kind of lame, yeah, I thought.
Right.
Now I like him a lot, so I might go back and be like, oh, the Penguin's cool.
Yeah.
But in the movie, I was like, oh, this guy kind of sucks.
How much screen time did he have?
Not much. They had a long car chase that I think
I fell asleep right at that point in the movie.
I fell asleep then. It was too long and, like, dark.
I think I fell asleep before it, but I woke up to the car chase and I was like, I don't know what the F is going on.
I think we slept at the same parts because I did that same thing. I woke up and I was like...
Loud noises. And then I was like, you know what? Just go back to sleep.
Who knows how long I've been out? So I went back. Taylor was like, you were snoring so loud in the theater. I was... I've been
that was right around COVID time. Nobody was in those theaters.
Yeah, and I got Wad to go. And it was just me, Wad, and Taylor. And I was just in there like...
That was one time. That reminds me of one time. This is a terrible story about me. But so we were at... I invited two buddies over to the Greenville pool.
Yeah.
My parents... We were living in Greenville at the time. I might have been living there or just staying there for the time. So I invited two of my friends over. And then... I had like six Tropicalias and they were like drinking like Miller Lights and they're like, Zach, you want another beer? I was like, yeah, I'll take another beer. And then at some point,
you went for the heavies.
I'm face down in the deep end.
Yeah.
And they had to like eat dinner with mom and dad.
Oh, my
solo. Because mom and dad wouldn't let them leave.
Because they've been drinking and you were just.
Oh, how embarrassing. And then mom woke me up at 4 a.m. that night. I was sleeping like a freaking rock.
Are you alive in there?
No, because there was a massive storm.
Oh.
And I slept right through the storm. And she got so mad that I slept through the storm that she woke me up. Oh, I can't sleep through this storm, Mom. But hey, that was my early 20s. I learned my lessons.
Mm.
I think. After the whole Sweetwater debacle.
Speaking of Ricky Lynn, I was texting her the other day and she said, she said, my mom's sister loves Zach.
What? Oh, is that the lady on the spinning wheel hole? Is that Jerry's sister?
No.
Okay,
because I talked to her. Her sister's name is Terry.
Terry!
Terry, Jerry, and Sherry.
Yeah.
Are the three sisters. And let me see what she said.
I was talking to everybody that day, dude. It's like... The venue was too packed, so I ended up at the bar top, and yeah. I was talking to all the bartenders behind the place,
yeah.
And then I left my phone there.
Yeah.
So I go there the next morning. What a burden! That whole story was hilarious, dude. So okay, I mean, like, I've been going through some shit, and it's pretty much all my fault. So I've lost my wallet.
Yeah.
I've lost my phone.
Yeah.
I have keys.
How'd you get gas?
And I have no gas in my tank.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. I'm like contemplating what holds value to a clerk behind a gas station.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe I can sell my AirPods. Like, that was a quick little thing that I had. And I'm like, what has value? And then I remember, I'll scratch off lottery tickets.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just leave them. Like, I won't cash them out immediately.
Oh, you had some money on some lotto tickets.
I had $18 in lottery tickets. So I go to a gas station right off the interstate. I give them $18 worth of lottery tickets. $8 of that has been like null and void. Like, the game ended, so they won't give me money for it. So I get $10 worth of gas.
Yeah.
I do the math. I'm like, okay, I can get to my phone, use like Apple Pay, whatever, credit card. I'll be fine. So I drive up there, work, but I don't have GPS. So I had to charge my iPad from work.
You have GPS on your car screen.
I don't think it works like that.
It does.
It does. Okay.
It does. They still work like that.
Well, I was
I wasn't thinking about it.
I wasn't really thinking about it. So I charged my iPad. It's got like 2% and it's giving me directions to Cobblestone, which is north of Kennesaw State University. I'm about an hour and 20 minutes away. So I get up there and I go to the bar top because I was like, if there's anywhere I lost my phone, it's right here because this is where I ended my night.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, what can I get for you? And I was like,
cell phone?
My phone. And then like they're like, oh, it's you. And then like all the girls that I had talked to the night before ran out and they were like, it was you? And I was like, yeah. And this girl was like, I talked to your mom. I was like, I know, dude. And then they gave me my phone.
Well, you must have been talking to...
Jerry. No, Jerry's Ricky's mom.
Terry.
So I have to see a picture of her.
She said, she looks just like Jerry.
Yeah.
So she said, my mom said her sisters were obsessed with Zach. And I said... Oh, when? I didn't see them talking. And she just said, she said he kept calling you and him by my mom and her sister's name. Said he was Jerry and you were Terry. I thought that was a good one.
I'm Jerry.
And that's Terry.
That's Terry. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't remember a lot of that, but...
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I'm glad that everybody was...
I knew you won it.
Happy with my performance. I mean, that thing... That golf tournament is just...
Too much.
It's setting up for a shit show.
You're there for like an hour and a half early, and they just have you drinking there.
Hey, drink up!
Yeah.
And then you get to these holes, and they're like, hey, keep on drinking. And then Miranda's got freaking Jell-O shots. You gotta take
a shotgun. If you miss that, you gotta hit your...
Yeah, they are setting up for failure on those things. Yeah. Like, by the time...
It's crazy.
I get back, somebody's crying on the stairs at the front of the venue. Somebody's... I mean, the whole thing. I walk right by that whole situation.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna go talk to Sherry and Jerry.
Yeah. Are you really gonna put that stained glass in your house?
You think it's too much?
It's the biggest one I've ever seen.
I think it's 6x6. I kind of did the math. I think it's 6x6.
It could be really cool.
Yeah. I think the doors are 10 feet tall, and I did the math in between. I think it's about 6'6".
Yeah.
But a circle. I think it's going to be beast.
Yeah.
I'll do floodlights on the outside and point them towards them.
Yeah.
And I talked to my buddy Tyler about that from West Georgia.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to be sick. Yeah. If Dad will let me do it, I'll definitely do it.
It's going to be hard to get down.
I don't care. Caitlin was like, are you fine with the players? And I was like, yes. I'll pay for that when I have to worry about it 10 years from now.
Yeah.
If I think it has
a normal window on the outside,
and think about how beast it would be in like my next home after this house. Once I like, I'll do a high foyer ceiling with like a curve at the top and then put that right on the top of that high foyer.
Ooh. I mean, it's beast.
I think it'd be super beast. And Dad, I was shocked that Dad agreed. He was like, this is what I think you should do. And I was like, sounds good.
Done.
Yeah, I was
That'll be better. You'll walk right into it.
Yeah. The only reason I didn't want to do... He's way right. And the ceilings are 11 feet high, so I can put it 5 feet up. I would like it higher than the 3060 windows.
Is it the gable in the back?
Yeah, it's gable all the way around.
So it's TP'd like this in the back?
I think so.
Huh, that could be beast.
Maybe. Maybe not, though.
Background, my dad's company is buying this $3 million mansion because they're going to turn the property into a neighborhood.
And they have a dope vineyard in the back. I think I'm going to start... Do you not want to do that? I asked, and nobody
just
really
live so close to here.
I think it would be so beast to have, like, 3 or 4 of those plants in my back. Yard and just like vineyard that shit up. I went muscadines.
Yeah.
Muscadines are fun.
Grow the easiest.
Do you like muscadines?
Yeah.
With the seeds in the middle?
They're the best.
Yeah. And they have a real thick shell.
Yeah. I was just about to say the skin's the best part.
Yeah. Hudson gets off to muscadines.
Nice. Well, he'll have them at his next house.
Yeah.
But they're tearing down this giant house, and today we went there and ransacked it. And
I saw a snake, took a bunch of Japanese stuff.
How big was the snake?
Oh, dude. I have like such a like 4 feet long, three nice. Or 4 feet, probably more than three.
I knew there was gonna be a snake out there.
So they had like they must have been like a Japanese family or at least a Japanese wife, and then like she kind of like that's how I would picture it. That's how I would picture it. White dude, Japanese wife. I mean, if I ever get a Japanese wife, she's gonna walk into my house and be like, "This seems pretty good to me."
So you dated a Japanese person last time, huh?
This seems pretty Japanese.
So your last girlfriend was Japanese.
Yeah, every time I talk to an Asian girl on like a dating app, they're like, "You like Asian girl?" And I'm like, I mean, I like them.
So she texts you, but
it's not
that?
Like it's not like a fetish or anything. But she was Chinese.
Speaking
not
of Abby, sent that big text to everyone asking their size, and she sent Aiden, and Aiden's little picture on his thing is anime.
Yeah, he knows One Piece. I can't wait to talk to the kid about it.
I was like, just so you know.
Yeah. Caesar said, me and Caesar will talk for like 8 hours straight on the days that he works with me. Like, he's working with me tomorrow, and we're just going to have a blast. I love hanging out with Caesar. Some days I'm like,
shut up.
Because Caesar does this thing. I love it when I'm in a good mood, but I hate it when I'm not. But every single store we drive by, he just reads off the sign to me like he's learning English or something. He's like, oh, Food Mart.
Yeah, that's very Caesar.
But I love, oh yeah, Caesar will say your name every time he ends a sentence like he's saying
that right,
over
John?
And out.
Hey, John. Ain't that right, John?
Yeah. I would say this to Caesar, too.
Yeah.
I haven't told him about the name thing.
Do
I might
you
need to
notice that you say my name 100 times?
He doesn't. I think he does it worse to Dana. I've heard him talking to Dana.
Yeah,
Dana. It's like the higher ranking the person is, the more he says their name at the end.
But Dana Dad's does probably. Some talking things too that are funny.
Huh?
Dana does some.
Dana does a million things to me that are funny. I love Dana so much. And I mean, I talked to Dana on the phone for like 8 minutes about that whole issue we're having. And I'm just like, and if they don't like it, they can eat shit. What and Dana's just like, just grunt, tearing up behind the phone. And every time Dana laughs, it makes you want to laugh more.
He's got a great laugh.
Except for his stories. You got to try and keep up with him on
his
stories.
Like, man, you got to get it
out.
Finish
it.
You got to get it out.
Dana's thinking about this story. About
he's
this
like six steps ahead.
When he was in middle school, and he just thought of the whole story in his head,
and he's
laughing like it ended.
He's thinking about the punchline.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good because he's dying.
Yeah, and if it's not that great, you have to match his laughter regardless.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, oh man, he really was letting it rip. I gotta get.
You wanna play Heads Up with the gang?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Heads Up with what gang? Oh, all the guys here.
All ready? Not here. Matt, where's Hudson? Come on, you wanna go? Heads up? Pause the game. We gotta like we're live.
Alright, we got 2v2. Me and John versus Hudson and Matt.
Is he going to move into the new house? Or you think he'll be...
For at least a minute.
What about Matt?
Matt and me have too much of a rent debacle for that to work out.
Too much
he was like, well, I take up about a 1x1 inch, a 1x1 foot square space. So I'll pay you about $10 a square.
Is he talking about his body?
No, Matt's just a little stickler about rent. And it's something I can't deal with. So I was like, all right.
Just
he's got a sweet deal with his parents right now.
Yeah. Where's Cleve live?
Atlanta. He might pull up, but he's got a pet cat, and it would be super beast if Briggs and the pet cat were like best friends.
I don't think that's gonna work.
Why?
Because they weren't done as a youth.
Yeah, but if like you've seen how they like do like
I don't think that's gonna work.
You don't think so either?
I keep them separate.
Yeah, I think.
I ain't put a door on the guest
actually,
bed.
Actually, I don't know.
If anything, I think the cat would be more aggressive to Riggs, and Riggs would be more timid than.
You think?
I think the cat would be smacking Riggs in the face, and Riggs is kind of a timid guy. Like, he doesn't like. He's not aggressive at all. Like, I've never seen him around a baby dog.
Maybe Don't start him off with Cleve's cat. Maybe go get like a straight.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Or I'll just get straight.
Test cats.
Did you unmute it? If it's blinking, you haven't.
Oh, yeah, click the button. There you go.
All right, gentlemen.
It's not going to be fair, me and you versus them.
I told them the same thing. Hudson, right, Matt said that they've been boys for 15 years.
Me and Zach
years.
Just wavelength.
Yeah, it was just subconscious.
Well,
yeah.
This isn't wavelength. This is heads up. All right, so we're going to do blockbuster movies.
I was going to say that.
So when you guys start it, you have to do this BS, that this Ellen DeGeneres liberal bullshit where you have to...
Something?
No, no, you're okay. Just going to take my phone.
Word.
All right, so me and John are first.
A board that you play a game on that is like spiritual.
Ouija.
Bingo. And this is a Quentin Tarantino yellow jumpsuit.
Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Volume 1.
That's funny. This is Rocky Balboa, but he has a gun.
Rainbow.
Yep. This is Eminem's movie.
I think we could do these.
8 Mile.
Bingo.
Jeez.
This is about a dog that gets taken out back and shot.
Old Yeller.
Yep. This is a pair of sunglasses, and it's a plane.
That's a pass.
If you drive a plane. Okay. This is a drunk guy in a red suit around Christmas.
Bad Santa.
Yep. This is one of the best movies of all time. Guy breaks out of prison.
Prison Break.
No.
Nope. Shit. Fuck. Sorry.
Booty.
I had it. It's freaking Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Yeah.
That coming. I'm sorry for the F, people. I really tried to hold them in.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just...
It was on the top of my freaking cranium.
Yeah,
that was good. See, I want this question.
All right, Hudson, you talk to the mic. Matt, when Hudson's holding the phone, you take my microphone and talk into it.
All right. So
just... No. You put the... Pick the... How much did we get?
You're like six.
We got six, so play it again. And then Hudson will tell you the stuff. We just want them to be able to hear the... All right, so place it on your forehead.
His or mine?
What?
Place it... Why would you place it on mine?
I didn't know who was like... Sorry, let's go.
It's a story about a girl that gets pregnant in high school. It's a town in Alaska.
I know it.
Elliot Page is now her name.
Bro, I'm
Ellen
so sorry.
Page.
How did it pass? Did I lift up?
Yeah, go
Juno.
On. Juno.
It's
no.
About a little mouse that goes around.
Despero.
No, Despero.
It's a mouse. I thought it was in the bag.
He's got a little sweater on.
Yeah, brother.
So this is a prom queen. That's a weird girl. She gets covered in pig's
the
blood.
The blood thing. Oh, no. I know this one. Give me another hint, please.
If you need another hint, then
it's not Superstar.
It's a name.
I know.
If you were going to hold something, you would.
What was it?
Oh, tilt it up.
Carrie is
the cart one.
This is a scary movie with a...
Listen. I'm listening.
This is a scary movie. Lawn care equipment, and there's a big killing. It's a state. The state.
Texas
lawn...
Chainsaw Massacre?
Yeah, you got it.
Yes, sir!
I don't know if it counted on there, but that
sorry.
Counts.
Sorry.
Right. We got two, Matthew.
Yeah, there we go.
Matt, you have so much in
Matt's
between.
Matt's trying to tell me a story.
Oh, my God, I can't even wait to be in the time. Let me tell you the whole thing. No, sorry.
I got two?
We had harder ones, but
no,
yeah.
That's because you suck, man.
Me and John both had... We definitely had Juno and Carrie.
I was just
at
the
Carrie.
Movie, because I haven't even seen that movie. I could have said, like, do it's
John.
A board.
I didn't even know it was a movie.
Yeah, no, I saw the trailers, and but no, good job.
Swipe up again.
Also, Matt was...
Matt talks so much.
I was trying to... I was lifting my
Like he was scared to tilt you too
yell,
much.
You can
crazy.
Yell pass.
I was
do a swipe up to a...
I broke my neck doing that.
Pass.
<What's> that?
Pass.
Ooh, that's a tough
Are
one,
these
too.
Movies?
Yeah, tough ones.
KO'd... Prince kisses her.
Sleeping Beauty?
Nice. Pass.
What is that? Yeah, what?
Andrew loves it. We hate it. They never talk the whole entire time. Tom Hardy's
there
in
will
it.
Be blood?
No. War movie.
Oh,
D-Day.
I got it. Just give me 1 second. Dunkirk.
Nice. It's like Eminem's movie, but it's sad and there's a big black guy in it.
It's like Eminem's movie.
It's about Notorious Big.
Tom Hanks is a police officer. Tom he arrests a black guy and he's in his
Your Cry.
I don't know it.
The Green Mile.
Oh.
Pass.
Green Mile.
He skips high school. He's a bad guy, but he seems cool when he's got a red car and his dad is the one driving it. He's also Inspector Gadget.
Whoa, I didn't
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Nice! Oh,
he got it. He got it.
Oh, I was repping like, out facts at the end for that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you were crazy on that one.
He's also Inspector Gadget. I didn't know that. Born 1972.
Paramount Pictures.
You didn't know Arrival?
I didn't know.
That's the plane. Is that plane
plus,
thing?
I feel like
is that alien one
with the symbology where the
octopus alien.
They talk to each other through like weird grumps.
I feel like it's a tough one.
When you said Green Mile and Eminem, I was thinking it was about a rapper.
Yeah, I said 8 Mile. I always get those mixed up. If I'm talking about Green Mile, sometimes I'll say 8 Mile.
I guess it's my turn.
It's funny.
So Hudson, you put it on your forehead. No, he's good.
I got my mic. Yo, mic check 1, 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, put it down. You don't really need it. We'll hear you. Speak loud.
Oh my gosh, I hope I'm ready. Let's
How much
go.
Did we get that round, John?
Not Three. Enough. We're about to kill it. Let's go.
Pass.
Pass. I've seen that movie. Oh my gosh. Green dude. Smile. And
the Grinch?
Yeah. And he stole Christmas. Christmas. Yeah. There you go. Good job.
And then
and they sing. Yep.
That's crazy.
Jeff Bridges, gun guy, boom, boom, boom. What department are they in?
LAPD, Chicago.
But it's a different acronym. Pass. RIPD. Sorry. Macaulay Culkin. Oh.
Home Alone.
Yeah. There we go. Oh. What do people in Africa go for? It's really sad. No, the diamonds.
Blood diamonds.
Yep.
The diamonds.
It's a movie. Pharrell made it. It's the same animation, but it's Batman.
You can't say Batman.
I don't know the rules. Sorry. So I'm That's this guy. Lego. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know the rules.
You said Batman, Lego, Batman?
Well, I didn't say Batman, the series one, Harry Potter. We're going to be lost.
I don't know the rules.
Lego Batman. I didn't say the series. I was like, hey, this guy happens to be.
We have four.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I feel like, better. I got like 3. Oh no.
No, at least 7. But we'll count 4.
Right, so, first round, me and John are up 3 points. Do you guys want to continue with this and just do 3 rounds, same team?
Me and you.
Okay, so that's a tough order.
John and I. We got it.
Okay,
thanks for having faith in me. I'm glad you
So, first round, Matt and Hudson versus John and Zach. John and Zach win. So,
no.
So we'll do 3 rounds, and we'll switch up the teams every round.
Interesting.
All right, sweet. So, Hudson, I'll go first for you, buddy.
So the rules are you can't say the word.
We're just going to keep going.
When you're in like SAT words, you can't use the word to describe the word.
Oh, Hudson, like stand in front of me so I can't see it in the screen.
That's honorary.
Wizard of Oz.
He's going around.
Wow, singing in the rain.
Wow, that's cool.
Nah.
Nope.
It's 3 different forms of transportation. It's got John Candy in it.
That's good.
It's
Air,
Candy.
Water, travel. I can't
that
do
was,
it.
You had it. That was
I know.
Close. It's about bringing rain. It's got Kevin Costner in it.
I've never seen
this.
What
is this?
Dancing Pat? In the night. Oh,
yeah, like you gotta just know if it was Dancing in the Rain.
I don't know that one. Pass.
We got this, bro.
Just stuck on pass. Literally just wasting time.
Oh,
there you go.
This was Angelina Jolie. She was super hot. She had the tank top with the guns.
Oh, Tomb Raider.
It was a video game, bro.
I don't know this one. I am, what's his name? I am from Kazakhstan. I am nice.
A very nice.
Did I get that one? Not enough. You should have had that in the first second.
Give it an 8.
Oh, very
damn
nice.
It, Hudson!
Give it
we had a bad track.
For about 10 seconds, it was just like packed.
But I don't think the timer was moving.
No, it got saved. Stuck on one part for a little bit, but before that,
I was
it was
staring
stuck.
At it.
Oh,
The timer was going down?
It was like 10 seconds.
10, a little bit. A little bit. Crazy.
All right.
It constantly was going down. Kind of.
A little bit.
Little.
At half speed.
Yeah, bro. All right, my one, this?
Yeah, you got it.
Describe.
All right, where are we going? No words from you except for guesses.
John's for it.
Good luck.
This is a cartoon about feelings.
You can't say the word, remember?
It's a great movie.
Inside Out?
Yeah.
Nice.
Down?
Yeah, you're supposed to, but it did it. Okay. Pass it. This is about John Candy, and he teaches Jamaicans how to bobsled.
Cool Runnings, but
let's
sorry.
Go! That counts. We have...
This is
one of the scariest movies of all time, people say. I've never seen it, but it's about a camera. It's one of the first ones with a camera.
The Blair Witch Project?
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh my gosh. This is a movie where the guy does this at the end. They're all in, like, detention, and it's old.
Oh no! Don't tell me. Please say it right now.
Okay, this is when everyone dies in a dream, and then he wakes up, and he's like, oh, we're about to die on this airplane. And then they all get off the airplane, but then they die.
Cool.
Not
getting out.
That was such a good example.
You had to like really see the movie, didn't you?
Oh, we're about to die. I feel like everyone's seen Final Destination.
Not like that.
No, I've never seen it.
All right, so do y'all want four? And
I should have done that because I read about it.
Are y'all going to take Cool Runnings and you want four?
No, I want three.
Okay.
We would have lost off that. I would have made a huge deal off of it.
And then he said the bobsled.
You were past that one in seconds.
Yeah.
You didn't even give me a second.
You said John Candy, and I was like, bro, I don't know John Candy movies. And then he said, I had no idea he's in that movie. And then as soon as he said bobsled, I was like, sorry.
Zach Galifianakis, first movie. He's like, nice.
Wow.
It's like, no, pass. this is Sparta.
Thank you.
300?
Nice. No.
It was butt.
No.
Start singing.
Simba.
Liking?
Nice.
I mean,
no. I could have done that one. It's a board game and they get sucked into a... Nice.
You get good ones, bro.
It's Idiot... An Idiot.
Dumb.
Nice. Wow.
You said and.
Pass. Okay.
They ain't disqualified.
Pass.
College.
It's like a bank robbing movie and there's a bunch of dudes in it. Brad Pitt.
Oh,
Casino.
Ocean's
11.
Nice.
Ocean's
13.
Ocean's
12. Thank you.
He's like, we're good.
Ocean's 15. Good job, buddy. Good job.
I
don't waste time. Hudson also, when he was like trying to pass, he was like, I don't know that one. Pass it.
Just pass.
Yeah. That was 3 seconds. Yeah, I was doing good, John.
Six.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I'm better at guessing.
Yeah, and I'm better at saying answers. Yeah. Y'all need 7 to tie, 8 to win.
Easy,
and Matt is bad at doing this.
I was good at descriptions.
Yeah, he's good at talking.
Yep.
I'm so sorry, bro.
It's a classic black movie and...
Friday.
One more. The hunt are always hard.
Will Smith
and...
You said better. Skit, man. Boys in the Hood. There are aliens come in through the ocean, and it's like there's a book about it.
Tom Cruise?
World of
War.
Yeah,
nice!
Dude, thank you. I'm sorry. Skip. I haven't seen that movie. I remember the
great movie.
Dogs and
you said the word in the movie.
Canines go nuts to hell.
You already said it. Come on.
It's a song.
Cool rock.
Where the sky is off to blue.
Oh, so you don't want to.
Thank you. Sorry. Man, this dude lives in a fruit. It's really
dangerous. Change your dry peach.
Nice!
That was crazy. James the giant speech.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I should have doubted in some
three,
of those.
Let's hope maybe three better than Matt and Hudson.
All right, so I'm undefeated.
If I can win with...
That was on you,
I love how Matt looks at him for like...
4 seconds and then just goes, dog.
The dogs go to heaven.
Option of hell.
Which means dogs don't go to hell. They go elsewhere.
Dogs, where do they go? They go to
heaven. Yeah, so now where are they going? I can't say the words.
I think you're worse at giving the example.
I'm just not good.
No, yeah. You're great, buddy.
I'm not bad, because again, like, I got what, Matt, 4 on that thing or whatever.
Matt, I need you to lock in. If you don't know it, say pass immediately.
Yes, sir. Okay, let's do
if
this.
If you just pass. Don't say the name of the word.
Don't even do guesses. Just pass.
All right. Ready? We got this, brother. We're locked. Pinocchio.
Skip.
You get that one.
I'm Batman. And Joker comes in super badass 2008 film.
It's not called Batman?
It's Dark Knight!
Okay, my bad. That was
He is a feral dude. Not feral, that's the wrong word. That's the wrong word. I know. He's a hare.
Shut up!
He's a hare, and it rhymes with Jeter.
I don't think he could be wrong.
Peter Rabbit. It's James Bond. Pink Panther.
Oh, you almost said yes.
Rich people have these people.
Poor people.
Servants.
Slaves.
Strong people. They're looking after
workers.
Bodyguard.
Shit, Matt. I don't know how your mind works.
You guys are doing it.
Vehicle is the third one.
You said the third.
Cars 3 is not the third. That's it. I tried to beat around.
The third one. I don't think that was necessary.
Vehicle the third one is.
I think that was good. You can't be like vehicle.
Could you say Lightning McQueen?
The trilogy. The third.
You might as well spell it out.
Sorry, Matt. You are one. You said
Matt,
you can't say the word, so don't say the word.
That is the word.
Third and three are two different
frickin'
words.
The first one, Pinocchio, where he did this.
And then
he went on this crackhead tangent.
And so you're mad at me and you didn't even get it. Why are you so upset?
Dude, I could have done the Dark Knight so much better.
Matt, he'll come up with a clue and then he stays to it. He isn't like trying.
I guess I'm trying to convince you how good it was. What other film? I don't
know. 2008. What other film?
If we're talking about my Batman, I don't know which other one.
I bet Batman came out in 2006.
I think it came before. No, it was 2008. If not later,
I'll go first.
All right. Look it up. I bet it's...
06. I think 2008, if not like 2009, 2010, like... No, Dark Knight. There you
go. All right.
This is about a fish girl, and it's a cartoon.
Luca?
No, girl.
Ariel?
Yeah, what's the name of that?
Little Mermaid?
Yep. This is Tom Hanks on an island.
Castaway?
Yep. This is the first of a... magician series or wizard rather
Harry Potter
and the first one.
Oh shit. Sorcerer's Stone.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Good job, nice. Brother.
Skip it. This is the opposite of the sun.
Moon.
And then the opposite of dark.
Moonlight.
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
This is a cartoon about a monkey guy.
Curious George?
No. Guy. A man.
Monkey man.
Jane.
Tarzan?
Yep. This is a cartoon, not ants, but the other one at the same time.
Oh, Bugs Life?
Yeah, dang, you guys got it.
Yeah,
all right, man. Nice.
I don't know if Dark Knight did come out in 2008, and so I was
right during their turn, man.
You scream out, Dark Knight was actually made in 2008.
Yeah, and then you didn't say,
John, you guys go next just to see how much I had to get to win.
All right, fair.
That'll be a lot.
That's gonna be like, oh yeah, I watched that movie when I was 12.
I watched it when I was 12.
You should know, Y'all are haters. That's good ones.
It's got Junie in it.
Spy Kids?
Yeah.
Oh, Junie is like the only name.
It's got Lindsay Lohan.
Herbie Fully Loaded.
It's about trading places with her mom.
Free Friday.
Yeah.
Y'all get the best ones.
It's Marvel. It's about Gal Gadot or whatever.
Oh, Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm helping.
It's got Jackie Chan and...
Rush Hour?
Yeah.
It's about a bus, and it's a, like this VW bus, and they go to like go on a trip to go to a
colorblind son in the bay.
Yeah, colorblind son. He wants to be a pilot. He cries about it.
It's got Steve Carell. Little Miss Sunshine. Yeah. We just talked about that.
Yeah,
I didn't hear what you said. It's a really sad movie about a dog.
Marley and Me.
Yeah. Alfred Hitchcock, but in the shower.
Psycho.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought you got.
I see dead people.
Sixth Sense.
Nope. All right. I thought we might get.
That's
almost
got them in the buzzer. Really seven. Good. Matt, we need 12 to win.
Easy peasy. I've been waiting for this.
Man, we and Hudson, did we have the high score of the round?
Yeah, y'all did. Y'all should be brothers.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Matt's gonna. Zach, just be like, this is an eighth grade. I'm on a date with a girl. Saw this movie.
Oh, I know.
First time I saw
this movie. Stop doing it like that. I don't know. Pass. This is screwed. Pass.
Not a great one.
Pass.
No.
I could have done that one. Pass.
No.
I don't know how to describe that one. I'd pass.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You gonna pass them all?
Big elephant has big ears.
Or he's who?
Nice. The Force Awakens, but it's one of those.
The Star Wars Sith one.
It's some dude's coming back.
Yeah.
Oh no, erase that.
I got it. Yeah.
Pass. What was it? I don't know.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I'm fucking this up. Sorry.
Hot girl wants to be a lawyer. Reese Witherspoon.
Pink. She's in pink.
She wants to be a lawyer in the end.
Pretty
in pink.
Son of a bitch,
Matt.
I didn't
Matt.
Say one of the
you
words
are cursed to
in
this
the movie,
being.
Sir.
Oh,
because
sorry.
That's not allowed.
I am a
you bet. Pass. Look at your stats, bro.
No, that,
everybody, you lost on every team you've been on.
No, I had a higher scores when I was delivering.
Right.
And some of my,
delivering?
Like, that was...
Matt, you had, like, 2, 3, and 1. Hudson was repping out sevens with John. He barely knows the guy.
Hey, y'all have some good movies. I've never seen.
Me and John did the best because we were all business.
Yeah, I love
straight
all business.
All business.
I could play this for like, we pretty much like,
I was
totaled out
John
like an hour and 30 on this pod.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done.
All right,
yeah. Pod.
Let's call it.
Good game.
Thanks for being
Thanks
here, guys.
Playing.
Matt. It's a pleasure.
You gotta practice.
I make y'all look good. You're welcome. We want you to look good, though.
Thank you.
All right.
That's what's up.
Matt, you should probably bail
hey,
before we do this
me.
Intro.
I'll see you.
Because if he's in here and we hit it, we're gonna be hitting it again.
Thank you, Matt.
It was a pleasure.
Keep on watching. Got to keep on watching.